Okay, we'll move on to exercise 8. Help with vocabulary. Adjectives ending in ed and ing. Ing. Look at the adjectives in bold in the article and then complete the rules with ed or ing. So, in the article, what are the adjectives? Martin, can you read the first one?
Exciting.
Pavel?
Relaxing.
Relaxing. Okay, so let's look at the sentence. Sure, TV programs can be exciting or relaxing.
Relaxing.
Especially when you're marching?
Tired.
Okay, but most of the time TV is just, Pavel?
Boring.
Yeah. Turn off the TV for a week and do something more, Martin?
Interesting.
Okay, you may be, Pavel?
Surprised.
Yeah. Martin, what a...
Fridge training.
No, nothing to do with the fridge. Look carefully, what word can you see in there?
Frightening.
That's it, frightening. What a frightening thought. Okay. Many parents, Pavel, are...
annoyed.
Yeah. And Martin, they are...
worried.
Worried. Okay. So, filling in the rules with ED or ING, we use which ones for adjectives to describe how people feel, and the other one for adjectives to describe the thing, the situation, the place or the person that causes the feeling. Which goes where?
Ink.
Yes.
We use ink first.
To describe how people feel?
I think ED. We use ED adjectives to describe how people feel.
I'm afraid it's a point for Martin.
Hulk.
Yes. Okay. Look in the text. You may be surprised.
Surprised, yes. Yeah?
Many parents are annoyed.
Oh, yes.
And they're worried. Okay, so
yes.
Martin is correct. We use ED with adjectives to describe how someone feels. And we use ing adjectives to describe the thing or the situation or the place or the person that causes the feeling. So TV programs can be exciting or relaxing, but when you're tired, TV is boring.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And it's a very common mistake. People very often say, I'm interesting in that. And they also say, I'm boring. And in some cases, it's true. They are. Okay. But I'll give you a sentence which makes it clear. I am bored listening to this boring person speaking. Okay. I am bored listening to this boring person speaking. So you watch an interesting film, you are interested in the film.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
What's going on here? Look again at the adjectives in bold and write the other ED or ING adjectives. Because, of course, it can be both. Something is exciting and then you are excited. Yes? So if something is relaxing, what are you?
Relaxed.
Yeah, but careful with pronunciation.
Good. Relaxed.
No, relaxed.
Relaxed.
Relaxed. Okay, if you are tired, you're tired, Martin, because something is...
Tiring.
Tiring. T-I-R-I-N-G. You're tired because something is tiring. Okay, easy one for Pavel. Something is boring, which means that you are?
Bored.
Bored. Good. Martin? Something is interesting, so you are?
Interest.
Again?
Interest.
Has to end in ed, remember.
Interested.
Yes, interested.
Good. Interested.
Surprised. You're surprised, Pavel, by something which is?
Surprising.
Surprising. And if something is frightening, Martin, it means that you are?
Frightened.
Not frighted. Frightened.
Frightened.
Yeah, so it's instead of ing at the end, it's just ed. So frightened, spelt frightened, but pronounced frightened.
Frightened.
Okay. Pavel, you're annoyed because something is?
Annoying.
Correct. And Martin, you're worried because you haven't got a TV. No, because...
I'm worrying.
No, because something is worrying.
Something is worried.
Worrying. Good. Worrying. Can you say that, Pavel?
Worrying.
I'm hearing worrying. There's a re. Worrying.
Worrying.
Good. That's better.
Worrying.
Okay. Nice.